setting the bar time.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, isn't life all about how you adapt to situations?
Sure. And yeah, they throw you curveballs. You just got to roll with it. Make it work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're running late to a Teddy Swims interview on a 1,000-degree day and you're sweating profusely.
Exactly. You roll with it. You adapt.
You still post the picture.
You post the picture to prove you were there. So setting the bar, I saw this and I thought, wow, didn't we already have this story earlier in the year? And yes, we did. It's just another one.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pass off dogs as pandas at your zoo, then you're doing okay.
This particular one, I am perplexed at as well. We do have a lot of repeat offenders with some of these types of stories. This was one I didn't think we'd go near again as well.
Yeah, exactly. So look, it's not the same zoo in China that we talked about earlier.
That's good news. At least, you know, they're not the repeat offenders.
Right. But
that's positive.
There's video of these dogs that are with their fur dyed to resemble pandas.
Oh, no.
They're chows, so they're fluffy and they're black. And
they're we can make this work.
Yeah, exactly. And so they dye part of their fur white to make them look like pandas. Now, It does not appear that the zoo was purposefully trying to fool visitors.
Oh, they weren't?
They said
they didn't put a sign in front of them that says pandas?
Yeah, they said we're called panda dogs. A pet dog that looks like a panda dyed and dressed up by Chow Chow. Gentle,
again,
smart, friendly,
PETA,
cute.
Because I don't think they like you dyeing dogs' hair,
Now, the Chinese zoo did say that they were not harmed because probably anticipated those sorts of comments, too.
Oh, you think?
Listen to this news report about this zoo.
A zoo in China is under fire after guests discovered that its newest star attractions, two pandas, are actually just painted dogs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
You can hear the dripping sarcasm.
Right.
The fluffy Chow Chow dogs, painted to resemble the country's beloved national animal, went viral after a guest at the zoo posted a video on TikTok. The video has been shared more than 1.4 million times.
Oh my God.
Visitors say they realized the pups were, in fact, not pandas.
Yeah.
When they started panting and barking.
Yeah.
Well, it's obvious. You see them walking. They look like dogs.
Yeah,
they don't look like pandas. They don't sit like pandas. They got way longer legs than pandas. It's a dog.
Yeah, the video literally, it's a dog walking. And then visitors were like, this may not be a panda because this panda is panting and barking at me.
And the zoo was all like, no, duh, we told you they were dogs that looked like pandas. If you thought they were pandas, that's your fault.
So again, this is all about the zoo adapting. They don't have pandas, so they have the next best thing. That's panda dogs.
I get it. They know you have expectations when you come to the zoo. And they're like, we're going to deliver some hell or high water.
Yeah, it's literally our nation's animal. I mean, so we have to have a panda, right?
We should have them, yes.
Exactly.
Like, how do we not have them?
Oh, shoot.
It's what we're known for.
Right.
Yeah.
How do we not have pandas? It's like,
if you're a zoo, that's your number one. It's like Pizza Hut not having pizza.
Right. I was just going to say, it's like me going through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen and going, hey, you can have anything except for ice cream.
Right. Exactly.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. Bless their hearts, though.
Shoot.
They were, you know what? I would love to have been in the meeting for whoever ends up suggesting that. Listen, we've got a problem. Who's got a solution? I've got one.
Go with me on this.
I'm thinking fluffy dogs, chows. Let's do a little convenient spray painting.
Yeah.
No one will know.
No one will know.
Throw some bamboo sticks in there.
How would they
know?
It's
going to look legit.
How would they know? Panda dogs. Again, didn't think I was going to have to revisit this setting the bar story this year, but here we are, friends.
Bless their hearts, though.
That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.